Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. More fun topics today to help you and your family live in the vocations God has given you. Enjoy the gifts that God has given you. And some encouraging stories today from our friends at Jesus Our Savior Preschool in Nebraska. We're going to learn about how God has blessed them with an opportunity to serve and tell the good news of Jesus in their community. We're going to talk about that. And also, we're going to learn more about opportunities here in St. Louis as well. Hope you can stick around for all of the conversation as we learn about these, the great gifts God gives us and the ways He gives us to serve in our vocations. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. You can find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Just check out the CUW logo in the sponsor section. Joining me by phone this morning, friends from Jesus Our Savior Preschool, Pastor Ricky Jacob. Good morning, Pastor Jacob.
Oh, good morning. Glad to be with you this morning and to share what God's doing here in Northeast Nebraska.
Thanks so much for being our guest. And also preschool teacher Cheryl Teets. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. Thanks for this opportunity.
Thanks for being my guest this morning and spending some time with us, helping us learn about God's work at Jesus Our Savior Preschool. Pastor, tell us a little bit about your background. I understand that you've served as a missionary and now serving there in Nebraska with the Winnebago tribe, correct?
Correct. My first call was to the Kono tribe of Sierra Leone, West Africa. And served there almost 5 years, and that was really my training ground for here. A lot of similarities in working with Native Americans as well as with our Kono tribe in West Africa. I've been here since 1993 by the grace of God and at the gracious invitation of the Winnebago tribe of Nebraska, sharing our faith in God's word since that time.
For our listeners not familiar with the Winnebago tribe of Nebraska, share with us a little bit about the tribe and the history and the culture there.
Wow, that's a really tough thing to answer in a short soundbite. But they've been here since about 1860s. In the 1860s, they came here and settled on the northern part of the Omaha Reservation. They're located 20 miles south of Sioux City, about 80 miles north or 80 or 90 miles from Omaha. And the reservation itself is about 6 miles north and south and 20 east and west. We have about 800 in the town of Winnebago where we live and have our church and preschool, and about 1,500 on the reservation itself.
What are some things that that are unique about the culture in the Winnebago tribe of Nebraska?
Well, it's very tribal oriented, so family and extended family is very, very important. Time is not so important. Relationships are, and some of their upbringing with some of their the way they do funerals and the way they support one another as extended family. The way what other things I could say with they view God as the creator, and also many of them here also understand who His Son is. And they invited us to share. They invited the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to have someone come and share his or her faith with the youth of our community here. And by God's grace, we've been here since June of 1993.
Well, thanks be to God for the invitation and the opportunity to tell the good news of Jesus with the Winnebago tribe of Nebraska. Cheryl, tell us a little bit about yourself as coming to Jesus Our Savior Preschool as a teacher.
Yes, thanks. I came in the fall of 2010. The preschool teacher that was here took a call to the Orphan Grain Train, if you've heard of that, mm-hmm. in Norfolk. And then I was blessed to be asked to serve here. And I've learned so much from Pastor, and I just love the people here. And I'm the preschool director and teacher, and I get to share the love of Jesus every day with the preschoolers and their families.
tell me a little bit about the background of Jesus, Our Savior Preschool. How did the saints there at Jesus, Our Savior learn that there was a need for that preschool, and how did that all get started?
I'm going to give that to Pastor because I didn't get to be here at the start of things. So here you go, Pastor.
We had a real need. There was more children on our reservation that needed preschool, or the Head Start was overflowing. They didn't have enough spots, so we asked the Nebraska District to open up a preschool here, and so we've been at it. I think this is our 19th year going into, and by the grace of God, the children have been coming. We offer a morning or an afternoon session Tuesday through Friday for about 2.5 hours, and it's been well received. So we get to share the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer, the Apostles' Creed, and we even share the Lord's Prayer in Ho-Chunk. They learn to sing it, and as well as learning some Ho-Chunk or Winnebago language. We've been blessed to do it. We've been very the tribe has supported us, and we have great opportunity to raise these little ones up from little on up.
Pastor, tell me about the outreach of Jesus, Our Savior, there to the Winnebago tribe.
Yeah, since 1995, we have a site here, a mobile home, actually, that's kind of got a big open area that we offer divine service since Reformation Sunday, 1995. I offer prayer service at the shelter each Sunday and Bible study on Thursdays. I also offer Bible study, and we have Sunday school during the school year at 10 o'clock here and an 11 o'clock service. I have opportunities to share God's word by living right here in the community, right in the heart of the reservation here, right behind the community center. They've allowed me to write articles for their Winnebago Indian newspaper every other week, and I get to share the gospel with them. Also serve at the drug dependency unit, listening to Fifth Steps, offering them to come to our church. I do hospital and nursing home visits, and provide services at wakes and funerals and an occasional wedding to perform. So just various opportunities to be here in the community sharing God's word. And I also have Wednesday evening confirmation classes ongoing.
Now, you mentioned earlier that that the church was invited, Lutherans were invited by the tribe into their community. Why do you think there was an invitation on behalf of the Winnebago tribe?
Well, some of our churches in the area, the West Point Circuit, with the encouragement of the Nebraska District, came and did some service work with the tribe, where they helped renovate a building that was going to be used for an after-school program for the youth of our community. And the tribe provided the materials, and the men provided the labor. And then when these churches members came back and asked, what more can we do? That's when the tribal council, we have 9 on the tribal council, invited the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to provide a worker who would share his or her faith with the children. So they were, by the grace of God and the moving of the Holy Spirit, they invited us to do that. And in June of 93, I was called and came here with my wife and 2 of our children, and have been here ever since.
And how have you been received? How has the message of the good news of Jesus been received?
Well, we've had over 100 baptized people. We've had, I think it's over 20 now, confirmations, and we're real active right now. We have several in confirmation classes right now. I refer to them as raising up spiritual Ho-Chunk warriors, giving them the basic teachings of God's Word based on Luther's Catechism. And it's received in mixed ways, just like it is in any community or culture. Some are very open, and it's life-changing, and others are resistant to it. Some think that all they need to do is believe in the Creator. But we give them His Son as well, and the saving knowledge of faith through the work of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, His life, death, resurrection, and and we allow God's word to work by the power of the Spirit. And so many lives have been changed here.
Cheryl, what did you do before coming to Jesus Our Savior Preschool? Had you had any involvement or work with a tribe similar to the Winnebago tribe?
No. Well, yes, in a way. There was a gentleman named Felix White that would bring students, and mostly started with his family, and then he took others from this area. And after they finished preschool here, he came up to Zion Lutheran School in Bancroft, which is right close to me, and that's where my children attended. So I started learning about the Winnebago tribe through Felix, and my kids fell in love with him. He was a very dynamic man, and I got to know them, and it's just how God directed me. I mean, it's pretty neat how he just paved the way for me to be ready for this job. So, yeah.
Share with me about the preschool. What does the preschool look like? Who comes to the preschool? What does a typical day look like?
Well, like Pastor said, we have a morning and an afternoon class. And a typical day is they come in the door, and I say, Heine P. That means good morning in Ho-Chunk. And I just love on the families. The families bring the child to the door, so pastor's there, too, to greet them. We have devotions in the morning before, so he's already in place and in the room. And we just love on the families, too. That's a real big part of our ministry as well. And then we have a 2.5-hour session, and then the family members come to pick up the child, and there again, then we get to love on them, pray with them. They, as they get to know us, they start to share more and more about their lives, and we pray with them, and we encourage them, and we just try to meet their needs in any way that we can. And it's just an awesome ministry, and they start to trust us, and we, as we continue to love on them. Well, I do other things throughout the year. We do donuts with Dad during D week, so I get the dads in there, and so they get to know me too, and just interacting with their children. And we have Grandparents Day, get the grandparents in there, and we have a big party with them. And in the spring, we have something, what we use, actual real china teacups, and we have our moms come in for a tea party, and that has blossomed into the moms and the aunties and the grandmas. They all are excited about that, and we had our third annual one this last spring, and that's been so well received. And that we just, in any way we can, we try to love on them and just provide for their needs. We have a Christmas program that we practice for. It's right before Christmas, and the children reenact the first Christmas. And we actually had a grandmother, the late Regina Scott, who headed up the costumes, making the costumes. And she got members of the community to help her. And so that was really neat too. And so they dress up and we reenact that. And we have so many, Pastor, how many did we have this last year come to that?
I would say about 70 to 80 mm-hmm. at Christmas time. And then we also have a closing service at the end of the year too.
Yeah. And at our graduation, we have a spring program too. And I let them, at that spring program, I let them show what they've learned throughout the year, and they share it with their grandparents, aunties, and uncles. The families come together. There's a lot of support amongst. They're very family oriented. So we get aunties, uncles. It would be a Daga. A Daga is an uncle in the Ho-Chunk language, and their Kakas and their Chokas. That's grandpas and grandmas, and. They all come together. We have a big pot blessed meal at both the Christmas and the spring program, and that is very well received. Lots of when they bring together for a pot blessed meal, there is like fry bread and lots of food. They are very good about that. Gathering together. They gather together for a lot of things. Also this year, I started something new that has been very, very well received, and it's a Facebook site. It's closed. I invite people to join it, and the families get to come to that. And there I video the children doing their Bible verses. And this past year, we worked hard on the 23rd Psalm, and there were several of the preschoolers that were able to recite the entire 23rd Psalm. And for them to do it on camera, on Facebook, and their parents would share, asked me to share it with their families, and it was very well received. They learned the Ten Commandments. We work on that every day. Ten Commandments, Lord's Prayer, Apostles' Creed, several Bible passages, of course, John 3:16. We have a theme Bible verse every year. The theme for this year is John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. And that says, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever believes in me will never die. That's going to be our theme this year. But every year we have a theme. That's the first verse we work on. And we have chapel on Wednesday, and we come over to church here, and they actually are so excited to light and douse the candles, and we go through all of those things, Lord's Prayer, Apostles' Creed, Ten Commandments, and then we have a Bible story for each week, and we concentrate on that. And it's amazing what these three and four-year-olds can do. I mean, they're like little sponges, and mm-hmm. they just pick it up, and it's so awesome. They go home and they tell their families, and I had one little girl, one mom come in and say she insisted I learn every Bible passage she learned, and so she taught it to her families. But that's not just one case. So that happens all the time, and it's just really neat. And we work on the Ho-Chunk, like Pastor said, and they know the Lord's Prayer in Ho-Chunk by the end of the year, too. And it's just really a neat ministry. I am so blessed to be a part of it. I just am amazed by these preschoolers and how they go home and they become little missionaries to their family. But with this Facebook site too, it's also added because they're showing it to their family and friends and seeing what they're learning, and they're hearing God's word. It's coming into their homes, and that just gives me goosebumps to think about. So, Pastor didn't mention, I don't think, about on Wednesdays, and we have an after-school program called the Kids Bible Adventure Hour, which is for 5 to 12-year-olds, and it's from 4 to 5. We do the Bible lesson that we do in preschool. You know, we have one Bible lesson a week, but we do it with the children that on that Wednesday after school. We have a craft, a snack, and we do the prayers, songs. We talk about the Ten Commandments and try to teach them that, and Lord's Prayer and Apostles' Creed, of course. And that has been really well received, too. Do you have anything to say about that, Pastor?
You can just tell she's excited.
Yeah, I guess I probably should stop, huh?
Pastor, it sounds like, as Cheryl has shared, that God's word is certainly at the heart of everything that that takes place at Jesus Our Savior preschool and the after school program as well. Why is the word of God central to everything you do at Jesus Our Savior?
Well, that's why we're here. We're here to share the love of Jesus with our neighbors, including the people here in this community. And that's what changes lives. That's what gives people hope in a very troubled and fallen world. God has given us that vocation, that calling to do that, to serve. And we see the power of His Word in these little lives, and then it goes out in all four directions. It goes out to the families, and just we have so many opportunities to share what God has given us, the joy, the hope, the peace, the love that we have in knowing Jesus as our Savior. And that's why when I chose the name, I wanted to express what we're all about right up front, Jesus our Savior. And And he's not only the white man's savior, he's the savior of every tribe and language and people. So that's what we're all about. And what I'm blessed to do as well.
Tell me a little bit about who has helped support that has enabled you to do the work that you're given there at Jesus Our Savior. I understand you've received some grants?
Yes, we have. Now, first, in the mission, we've gotten a lot of support from our brothers and sisters in Christ in the Wayne and West Point Circuit congregations and throughout the Nebraska district and even beyond, with some of my supporters from when we were in Africa and extended throughout the Synod. Initially, we got some grants from Wheat Ridge, and we've gotten support from Lutheran Women's Missionary League very well here for the outreach and the school. It's just been a real blessing. Now, the grants that we got recently for our Christ-centered family life gatherings that was a pilot project over the summer were from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Domestic Grant Fund, as well as Lutherans in Medical Missions. And last year, we had to go through the Recognized Service Organization, and we met Deaconess Dorothy Kranz, and she took a loving to our ministry here and has sent many things for our preschool. And then she encouraged us to get a grant to maybe have a parish nurse. Instead, we have a Dr. Anitra Warrior, a lady by God's grace. I confirmed Allah and confirmed her two teenage girls and baptized them. And she's a licensed psychologist. She lives now in Lincoln, about 100 miles south of us. And she agreed to come up and do some workshops, and we're going to be doing that on an ongoing basis. I provide this more of the spiritual side, and she provides her talents in psychology. And so we work together, and we've also received support from the Winnebago Whirling Thunder Wellness Program, who provides the building, the space, and as well as we have family style or sit-down meals, family meals together to start us off, and they provide the kitchen, and the summer they provided a cook to prepare the meals, and then we provided the meals and various books that we use. We use the Faithfully Parenting Preschoolers, Faithfully Parenting Tweens and Teens, and then Family Time, and then Luther's Daily Prayers, as well as we gave out T-shirts. That's a real big draw here on the reservation. And on the front, we had our theme verse as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And Family Life, Christ-Centered Family Life Gatherings 2016. And it's been well received, and we're going to be doing an eight part over the years. Each month we'll have one starting in October to continue on.
Well, thanks be to God for all the support that has allowed you to do so many things. That has provided the means for you to do those things on the the reservation there and reach so many in the Winnebago tribe, especially, you know, something as simple as T-shirts. How great is that?
It's awesome. And now they're, you know, they can wear them, and on the back it has all of our sponsors. We thank God for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and Lutherans in Medical Missions. It's a great way. And also I want to thank Dr. Edward Veith and Mary Morby for their book Family Vocation, God's Calling in Marriage, Parenting, and Childhood, and we use that as a resource, and so much of it obviously comes from God's Word. God's calling us as parents in marriage and in each of our vocations, even childhood. And so we use that book as a resource and share God's Word.
Well, it certainly is a blessing, and we're very thankful for all that you are doing there. We are all out of time, but I have certainly enjoyed talking with you both. Cheryl, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Pastor Ricky Jacob, thanks so much for being my guest today on Faith and Family.
Thanks, Andy. God's blessings to you and KFU and your sponsors as well. We thank God for getting this word out, what God is doing.
Very good.
Here in Northeast
Nebraska. Just real quick before we go, Pastor, where can we find out more about Jesus, our Savior Preschool?
Well, I'm on Facebook myself, Ricky Jacob. You could try to find me there. We also have Jesus Our Savior Lutheran Outreach on Facebook, or you can find us there in Winnebago. Otherwise, through the Nebraska District, I'm also an associate member of Lutherans in Lutheran Indian Ministry, rather, and I've got links from there as well, and they allow me to write devotions for their Advent and Lenten times.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being our guest today. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to learn about Send Me St. Louis. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Are you aware many men struggle in the aftermath of abortion? According to research, 8% of men are seriously damaged emotionally. This means nearly 5 million men are walking wounded, with millions more affected to lesser degrees. We have a website to help these hurting fathers. MenAndAbortion.net can refer a man to free peer-to-peer counselors anywhere in the nation. There are videos and books, healing Bible studies, research, and more. Men need to know they're not alone, and there's help for them. MenAndAbortion.net is the place for them to begin their journey back to wholeness. Please pray more hurting fathers of aborted babies will reach out and connect with the help they need. Once again, the address is MenAndAbortion.net.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org. And stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.
Hi, this is Pastor Mark Azil, the LCMS Director of Campus Ministry and the Chancellor of LCMSU, inviting you to join us right here on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. in the Student Union. If you can't make it, Student Union is always available as a podcast at kfuo.org. Learn more about LCMSU at lcmsu.org. And remember, college is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help.
The Student Union is underwritten by Lutheran High School Association.
Join Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service and thousands of congregations across the country as they observe Refugee Sunday, a time to celebrate the gifts migrants and refugees bring to the United States. Pick a Sunday that works best for your congregation to celebrate. New resource kits, including bulletin insert and poster, will be available soon. Sign up for our newsletter at lirs.org/rebuildinghope.
In 1924, we embraced the new technology of that day. Radio. Since that day, we've stayed on the cutting edge of technology. There are many easy ways to listen to Worldwide KFUO. On the air, online, and on demand. We proclaim the gospel of Christ in both word and song. Now that's why you should listen. The where and the how, well, that's up to you. The messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.
Colossians 3:23 says, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." Kelly Schumacher, artist and founder of Agnus Dei Liturgical Arts, offers group and private lessons in classical art education that focus on Old Masters oil painting techniques and drawing that glorify God and are based on the fundamental principles of art and art history. Youth and adult lessons are available. AgnusDeiArts.com. That's AgnusDeiArts.com. Who are KFUO Day sponsors? They're people like you. They're listeners who appreciate and support the Lord's work in broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ every day. For more information on becoming a KFUO Day sponsor, contact Mary Schmidt at 314-996-1518 or Joni Harwell at 314-996-1512 or email us to find out more at gifts@kfuo.org.